Oh, you probably smoked it about 2 to 4 weeks. Now, I don't think I'm exaggerating on saying 4 weeks. I know it'd be 2 weeks at least. And, gee whiz, you had everything of your own.
Well, continuing with the hog, you smoked the hams and the side meat for bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And you, did you make anything out of the meat and the head?
Yes, you made souse.
And can you remember anything about how that was made?
Well, you grind it all up and then you, it gels itself. And then you have to keep it refrigerated. My mother liked it, but I didn't.
How do people eat that? Just slice?
You just slice it like you would a cold meat. Mm-hmm. You didn't fry it or anything.
Is that the same thing as head cheese, or is that something different?
I don't know. It may be the same thing, but I don't know.
I was just curious.
Well, we don't use that term here. We use the term souse. But you always had to keep it refrigerated.
Now, how about, did you do anything with the intestines or the liver, anything like that?
Nope.
Did some people use those?
Well, they didn't use the chitlins, if that's what you're talking. No, they threw that out. As far as I know, I never heard of anybody ever using that. Now, the liver, I'll take that back. They would keep it and slice it.
Mm-hmm. Just cook it fried.
Mm-hmm. Or they'd stew it. Hog liver, you have to stew, usually. It is more tender. Calf liver is what you fry.
And so, what about the other parts? Did you use the feet?
Well, you usually had the what they call it, pig knuckles. Mm-hmm. They'd use that. Now, my mother liked that. I didn't. But she loved that kind of stuff, just like she always liked the chicken back. There was never any argument what piece she wanted. She always wanted it. I don't know if she took it just because she was raised in a large family and that was what you got, and she just said she liked it and had it, but that's what she eats till today.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the chicken, what different parts would you cut it up into if you went to slice one for frying?
Well, you'd cut off the wings, the thighs. No, you'd cut off right there, that part. You break that part and have the thigh and the drumstick. Mm-hmm. And break the breast in two and have the back.
Now, sometimes people cut a piece off before they broke the breast. A little V-shaped piece.
Well, that was the drumstick.
Now, that piece on the top of the breast, it made a kind of a V.
I never saw it done.
So that you could pull it apart.
Well, that's the drumstick, and that's the wishbone.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do with that?
Make a wish when you were a child.
How did you do it? How did you decide who got the wish?
I forget it. One who got the little piece. Let's see. Yes, I remember doing that as a kid. I don't know which way it was. One who got the long piece or one who got the short piece got their wish. And you wouldn't tell your wish.
If you told, it wouldn't come true.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what were the other sort of typical foods that a family would always have? They would raise stuff in their garden and can. What would they always have on hand if they were pretty well off?
Well, I have heard my mother, since meat is so high now, and it's hard to even get a good ham to eat, and you used to